Mrs. Whittaker answered the door. It was a young man with shoulder-length hair so fair it was almost white, wearing gleaming silver armour with a white surcoat.
"I'm on a quest," he said.
"Well, that's nice,"
said Mrs. Whittaker, noncommittally.
"Can I come in?" he asked.
"Have you got any identification?"
Mrs. Whittaker asked. She knew it was unwise to let uninvited strangers into your home when you were elderly and living on your own. Handbags get emptied, and worse than that.
Why do I do this? It's not like I like it here.
It's not like I just can't get enough of the smell of photocopy paper and instant coffee and other people's morning breath. And yeah, it's not like I like the people either.
I mean, look at them all sauntering in now.
Oh, God. Rachel Sampole. Living proof that menopause can strike in the late 20s. I mean, the woman is practically a walking...
Morning, Rachel, and how are you this morning?
Like I care, the silly whining bitch.
Almost ready for the week ahead, then. Oh, good, that is so good.
Christ, I hope they fire on Thursday.
Now, is this kind of behaviour in an officer of the law in some way questionable, morally? Well, of course it fucking is. But you know what? I don't care. Because I'm a good policeman. Not necessarily good in the sense of being able to solve lots of stuff, because I'm not, but good in the sense of I stand for something. I stand for something. I stand on the right side. The child's side. The opposite side to you.
For centuries in the British Isles, our kings and queens have been laid to rest in the finest tombs. But for 500 years, one of them has been missing. England's most infamous monarch, Richard III. In the summer of 2012, however, a team of archaeologists and enthusiasts found a skeleton beneath a car park, and in the months that followed, scientists were busy trying to reveal the skeleton's identity and unlock its secrets.